Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. However, this growth and upbringing has a major play by parents. And in this program, we try to guide the parents how to take the proper steps to upbring their children in, under the umbrella of Islam. And the answers to your questions, issues are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Nakavi is a researcher in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom and also a faculty member at Al Mustafa University. Very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
We have been talking about teenage and the important things that need to be taken care of. Meanwhile, we have reached a discussion of four main relationships, and we discussed almost three of them, and now is the time to discuss relationship with environment. Now, what do you call environment over here?
Yes, thank you very much. I would like to say that when we are talking about teenagers especially, and generally any human being basically has to interact with the environment in which he lives. What is the environment that we are living in today? It's the physical environment, of course.
Yes.
Though nowadays, another aspect of this physical environment is the virtual reality that is there now today in the form of the internet.
Yes.
That has also become another domain. Otherwise, normally, or in the natural sense, when we talk about the natural environment, we are talking about the basic elements of nature, or the basic elements of our environment in which we are living and which we are benefiting from. For example, when we are living on this earth, so we have a relationship with the ground, with the earth,
with the soil.
Or we have a relationship with the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The air, the oxygen, the various gases that exist in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
We breathe and live in this world, without which we cannot sustain our lives. Or we are talking about the water in the oceans, in the rivers, in the streams, in the ponds, in the lakes, in the form of rainwater.
Yeah.
In wells. So this is water which we rely upon.
Yes.
Sustain our living. Allah Almighty says that I've created everything living from water.
Yeah.
So it is a very important element of our lives. And then these are the land, the sea, the air, atmosphere. These are non-living things. But then we have the living objects, the animals.
They are the elements necessary for our survival.
Yes. May they be plants or in the form of vegetables and fruits and trees and whatever. And then we have the various animals which we use and employ in our everyday lives. Allah Almighty has created these animals for our well-being.
Yes.
Which He says in mentions in the Quran in various places that I have created these for your sake.
Yes.
You can benefit from them. You eat from them. You drink from them. You drink from their milk. You eat from their meat.
Yes.
You ride upon them.
Yeah, we'll continue talking about the relationship of a teenager with the environment after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I'm with Professor Nakavi, and we are discussing a teenager's relationship with the environment. Well, before we go deep into the discussion, let me make a short summary of what you said so far, that environment is not just the natural environment we live in. You also considered the virtual environment, the internet world, into the environment where a child, where a teenager has to develop relationships. And how do we manage all those relationships? I'll ask you one by one. But for now, you have been talking about the basic elements of nature, the soil, the water, and plants and animals.
Yes. So, looking at this environment from the perspective of our worldview, how do we find all these things? Where do we place them? Of course, again, if we look at our worldview, it's not, according to our worldview, the natural environment is not the only environment in which we live.
Yeah.
Beyond the natural environment, we have realms of existence which are not material or physical. And we have the realm of the angels.
Yeah.
And we have the realm of the purgatory stage between the angels and this world. So philosophically speaking, in our worldview, there are three levels to our existence. But basically, at this stage, we are just talking about the physical, natural environment.
Okay.
Otherwise, it can extend to beyond that also.
So environment is not just limited to here. It also involves our spiritual parts, like angels, and now then your relationship with them as well.
Of course. And there's a purgatory stage between these two. We won't go into those details now. We're just talking at the moment about the physical, natural environment which we live in and which we are used to and which we deal with. And our worldview says that this is all a part of that beautiful universe that Allah Almighty has created for us. And basically, it is a bounty that he has created. It's something as from his providence that he's created all of this for us. And he says that, I have created all of this for you, for mankind.
Yes, for the service of
mankind. I've created mankind for myself, but I've created the whole universe for mankind.
Yes.
So basically, when as a teenager we are growing up, we need to understand and we need to look at this environment from this perspective.
Okay.
It should be, when we talk about spirituality, what do we mean by spirituality? This basic issue is that how can we link this natural...
How can we connect the natural
with the supernatural?
Yeah.
With the supernatural in the sense that something which is beyond this natural environment. And that is the existence of Allah Almighty, the ultimate reality.
Yeah.
So as a teenager, we have to be inculcated with this understanding, and we should develop this understanding in our children.
All right.
And the children should also be aware of the fact that, look, if we are living in this physical world, there's something beyond that.
All right. So what you're trying to say is that if a teen lives in an environment and develops a relationship in an environment, he has to know that he has to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through all this, whatever the basic elements of nature are there. We'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi, you were saying that there are some basic elements of nature which come in the umbrella of environment, like there's soil, there's water, there are plants, there are animals, and there's so much natural in the environment itself. So how does a teenager develop or reach to spirituality through these natural resources around us?
So the first stage is to, as we said, is the awareness that must be created, must be developed, must be nurtured within our children, within our teenagers especially. They should realize that this world, this physical world, this natural world, is not independent of the ultimate reality.
Okay.
And this is the first step, making.
So it does not have its own existence.
Yes.
It's a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly. The problem is today, what we are faced with, especially in our teenagers, that is, they do not have the awareness of this connection. Of course, it may not even be there in many grown-up people.
Yeah.
Because the proper education has not taken place at the stage where it should have taken place, especially when one is a teenager. This, especially before he becomes responsible as a baligh, adult person to carry out the duties and responsibilities.
Yeah.
This awareness has to be created. And that is very much important, that in every interaction which he has or she has with others, especially the parents, they should be continuously, look what the Quran is saying. It talks about everything that connects it with God.
Yes.
This is how the Quran does it.
Yeah.
Everything goes back to God.
Yes.
The ultimate reality. So this realization has to be created within ourselves and with our children, that everything that exists here, even my existence as an entity, as a physical entity, is dependent upon God. This is the first thing. Then the second thing is to develop the understanding that all these things which have been created by Allah Almighty, they are manifestations of His various attributes.
All right.
Through them, we have to recognize our Lord and His attributes. The first thing is Him being the ultimate reality, the source of and the origin of all life, of all existence, that He is something. He is the creator of everything. He is the sustainer of everything. Then He has various attributes.
Many philosophers really put it very beautifully in some analogies like that of a sea and wave analogy and a mirror and a human, like if a human being is standing in front of so many mirrors, all the mirrors reflect the image of that one particular person. And if this particular being is not there, then there's no existence. So actually all those reflected images could be considered as humans or the environment or the reflected form of the same ultimate existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can actually make our children very beautifully understand the relationship of environment and connect it with spirituality by just giving some analogies as philosophers have.
The Quran very clearly says that wherever you look, whether you look towards the west, you look towards the east,
you will find Yes.
There you will find God.
The face of God, yes.
So, but that does not mean that, when we want to pray towards Qibla, towards Kaaba, no, that's another thing.
All right. So we'll discuss more on the topic in the upcoming sessions, inshallah. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you missed any of our episodes, you can go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir. You can also find us on the social media websites by just searching Call of Islam. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.